T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio 66 WFAN. Ranger Rehab is now in session. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steen Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Robbie Rosenhaus there on the other side of the glass, and the one 877-337-6666 for a 3.5 hour Wednesday schmooze right up until Kim Jones, Kim at 10 on your fan. New York
City. It's over, Johnny. It's over.
It's not the way that we obviously want it to start.
Hoffman gets a pass. He throws on the brakes. He looks in front for Turris. This way, it's Clark MacArthur to the point. Carlson. His shot tipped. They score! Tipped in front by Mike Hoffman.
Throughout this series, we had started every game, you know, fairly well.
Clark MacArthur. Cross ice for Mark Stone. Turris is alone out in front. His shot scores! Mark Stone with a bullet. And the Senators have a 2-0 lead.
Oh, obviously extremely disappointing.
It's over. It's over. It's over.
This whole series in general, I think we kind of give it away. We have leads, we have games in our hand, and we give it away easy, and that's tough right now to swallow.
Now Erik Karlsson back out. Bobby Ryan. Carlson out in front, he scores! Erik Karlsson, set up beautifully by Bobby Ryan. Ottawa back up by 2.
At the end of the day, I'd like to create a few more shot opportunities with some traffic in front.
Shea now brings it up ice. 3 seconds left in the power play. Hayes drops it off. Jesper Foss moved out. Shea at the point. Stone out of the box. A shot fumbled by Anderson, but he hangs on.
You know, we had a great dressing room. We had a fast team. It's disappointing, and it's tough to sink it in right now.
You know, at the end of the day, the 4 games that we've lost in this series, it's as simple as them making one more play defensively or one more play offensively.
Zuccarello throws on the brakes. Guarded by Mathot. Under a minute left. McDonough chipped by Zibanejad out in front. Kreider's there. Anderson's got it. That'll do it for the first time since 2007. The Ottawa Senators are on their way to the Eastern Conference Final.
It's over, it's over, it's over.
Game over, man.
It's over.
For a moment, I thought I was listening once again to Troy Aikman's retirement. Ranger Rehab is in session. Come in, have a seat. We have plenty of magazines, a saltwater fish tank, and take a number. The line is very long, but a counselor will be with you shortly. The New York Rangers last night pulled a Matt Harvey. They didn't show, not until the third period. The coach had them ready for the offseason. A total breakdown should lead to a breakup of a team looking broken. The New York Rangers defined themselves in this series as a team who could lose from ahead, unable to win coming from behind. If you're wondering why they basically waited until it was too late to start the engine, so is everybody else. If you are wondering where the urgency and the desperation and basically the refuse to lose kind of play, where was it hiding? If you're wondering where that was, so is everybody else. They needed to have their goaltender stand on his head, but let's just say his head was in another place, like in his own end. They needed their marquee players to be marquee players and shine, and nowhere to be found was that fine blue line, not on a consistent basis at all. The double minor, well, that turned out to be a major problem. Powerless again at 3-4-39 overall. The Rangers had a better chance of scoring shorthanded. What else is new? They showed us what it looks like to have a meltdown when you're frozen stiff. Some nights at Madison Square Garden in New York City, you'll see the ice capades. Last night at the Garden, you saw ice charades. What could have been, what should have been, instead had us looking at a few good men, now has been. Derek Stepan, hello! Does he stay or go? JT Miller, hello! Does he stay or go? Kevin Hayes, hello! Does he stay or go? Mark Stahl, will he stay or go? Dan Girardi, will he stay or go? And yes, I'm going to mention somebody. And everybody this afternoon here at WFN in the bullpen in the newsroom telling me, oh, no, he played very hard. He was really good. He even crashed the net. We all saw that with our eyes wide shut. We all saw him crash the net on a couple of occasions, and I think he even scored once. And we all want to give him the benefit of the doubt, don't we? We want to give the benefit of the doubt to the man who makes $8 million a year. And for that in games 4, 5, and 6, he didn't record a single point. And we won't. We're not going to mention his name to protect the guilty, but there isn't a Ranger fan alive who doesn't know his game and his name, so does he stay or go? Let the record show, the New York Rangers lost in 6, but the series was being lost in games 2 and games 5, everybody knows from this. When the Rangers defined themselves as a team able to lose from ahead, unable to win coming from behind. And did the better team win? Because since the series began, all through the 6 games, we were being told and we were saying and listening and reading and hearing how the New York Rangers were really the better team. No, they were not the better team, because the better team won. The other team was only exposed for what they have become. Earlier today, what was happening? What was I watching? What was I listening? What happened earlier today? I don't believe it. Somebody needs to pinch me. Well, I can do it myself, and will, and did. Earlier today, at Citi Field in Flushing, NY, the New York Metropolitans had the broom. They had, the New York Metropolitans had the broom ready to sweep the Bay Areans. Oh, they were going to sweep them right out of New York City. Instead, the Metropolitans needed that broom to clean up their own mess they made for themselves in the 9th inning with the Flores miscue. And everybody's going to tell you, well, he makes a play, the game is over. But he didn't. So then what? Okay, it is still a game to be had. And the getting to be predictably unpredictable Mr. Familia, who could not cover for the error that Flores made, allowing a single, a walk, a 3-run double before leaving for the afternoon with a blown save, and with a loss to a team we don't believe that scored six runs in a game all season. Let's look ahead, because we have no other choice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.